What do you have to do to the oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Oats?
Yeah. Ever heard of people having to thrash oats?
No, because I always cut it down and feed the stuff on it.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, talking about if we have to do a job together, you would say that you and have to do this job.
You and I?
Have to do the job, uh-huh. And you'd say that the job's not just for one of us, it's for
both of us.
Uh-huh. And what about if you and somebody else have to do the job, you'd say that he and
she,
or if it's another man,
oh,
you and the man have to do the job, you'd tell me what, who has to do the job?
You have to come out with me on that time.
Okay. If you and another fella have to do a job together, and I wanted to know who was going to do it, you'd tell me what?
Both of us.
Mm-hmm. Or he and?
He and she, or he and him.
Or if it was you?
Or me and you.
Okay. What about if you were going to visit somebody, and you knocked on the door, and somebody inside said, "Who's that?" You'd say, "It's..."
From well known enough, I just say it's me.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I would better now.
Uh-huh.
But you should call your name when you're not known so well.
Okay. And what about if a man came up and knocked on the door and you knew him and you were inside, but you, if you didn't want to use his given name, you'd say, "Oh, it's just..."
That's you, Vesta. Call his name.
Uh-huh. Well, let's say, for example, you didn't call his name, you'd say, "That's just..." Would you ever say, that's him, or that's he?
That's him.
Okay. And what about if it was a woman, you'd say, "It's..."
Her.
Uh-huh. And if it's several people, you'd say, "It's..."
Them.
Okay. And talking about how tall you are, you might say, "Well, he's not as tall as..."
I am. Mm-hmm. He's not as tall as I am. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe talking about the other way around, you might say, "Well, I'm not as tall as..."
Yeah, he is.
Okay. And comparing how well you can do something, you might say, "Well, he can do it better than..."
Yeah.
And if a man's been running for 2 miles and then he had to stop after that, you'd say, "Well, 2 miles is he could go, is what he could go. If he just couldn't make it after 2 miles, you'd say, 2 miles is..."
No.
Okay. Or maybe is the farthest he could go?
Yeah.
Okay. If something belongs to me, I would say that's
mine.
Uh-huh. And if it belongs to both of us, we'd say that's
ours.
Uh-huh. And if it belongs to him, you'd say that's
his.
Uh-huh. And if it belongs to her, that's
hers.
And if it belongs to them, that's you'd say, "Well, that's..."
Okay.
Or maybe theirs.
That's right. Theirs.
Okay. Okay. What about if some people have been to visit you and they're about to leave, you'd say to them, "Well, if you wanted them to come back..."
Come again.
Mm-hmm. Would you say, if there were several people, would you say, "You come back again," or "Y'all come back again"?
Y'all.
Y'all?
Y'all come back again. Them women have come help me quilt. I said, "Well, y'all hurry back, because we got lots more to go."
If something belonged to all those women that you're talking about together, you'd say, "Is this..."